Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, alongside my crazy, wacky co-host, Stephen Julian. How are you, Stephen?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
Why are you acting all weird?
You said I was crazy. So, you know, it's Thursday, and it's been one of those crazy. Have you ever had one of those weeks where you just seem incredibly busy, but you have a hard time getting anything done?
Yes.
Yeah. So I've kind of had one of those weeks, so... All right. I'm glad I'm talking to some business leaders today so that I can get back on track and get focused.
Some business leaders that might be able to give you advice how to get things done.
I think so.
A couple wonderful leaders in the room with us today here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Joining us from Peak 10, it's Angela Hanicaw. Hanicaw, I've already messed it up. And I told Angela before we came on the air, I'm going to mess up your name. And I did it in the beginning. I'm apologizing, Angela, for that.
No problem.
Angela Hanicaw, she is the general manager with Peak 10. And Angel Nowlin, she's with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. Welcome to both of you. We're going to start with Angela with Peak 10. Good morning again, Angela.
Good morning.
Tell us all about Peak 10. I've been to your facilities here in Gwinnett County. You have a huge, wonderful facility. What does Peak 10 do?
Great. Well, thank you for coming to our facilities in Peak 10. We have two data centers right here in Norcross, Georgia, right down the road here from Satellite Boulevard. And Peak 10 is an infrastructure as a service company. We have colo, we have a cloud infrastructure, and we do manage services for companies looking to outsource some of their IT needs.
So for the Georgia grad here, I know Stephen, the Georgia Tech
hey,
guy.
Hey, I'll get in line as the Georgia Tech grad. She got over my head there pretty quick, too.
In layman's terms, how do you help companies? What are the types of companies that you work with?
So we work with primarily small and medium-sized businesses who are really looking for partners to help them outsource some of their IT infrastructure. So if you think of folks that might have servers in their building and other IT equipment, if you will, we often house some of that IT equipment from a co-location perspective. And some companies may want to outsource even more than that. And we have a cloud computing network where they may say, we would like to host our Exchange or email somewhere in the cloud, and we would provide that for them at Peak 10.
Angela, is there a job that's too small? Because obviously having the data centers, they're large. Mm-hmm. So is any job too small or any business too small to come to you? And the other side of that, is any job too big?
Nothing's too small. Okay. We actually even love working with startup companies. So we like to hang with those cool kids, as you probably know them, from Georgia Tech. So no job is too small, and we feel like we can really add a lot of value to companies that today perhaps don't have their own IT resources in play. And I'll say that, yes, probably certain business is too big for us. There are several great companies in town that focus on very large amounts of space. So if you're a Fortune 100, very, very large company and looking to outsource your private data center that you may have on your premises and you need 50,000 square feet somewhere, that's too big for us because we really build our data centers in about 15,000 square feet increments. We may do some work for large companies, something like a disaster recovery plan or a redundant network for them. But otherwise, we're really much better with small and medium-sized businesses. We're a very high-touch company. We know our customers by their first name. The folks that run our network operations center or technology center are very, very customer focused. I like to brag about the fact that we have among the highest customer experience scores in our world. So we add a lot of value. We add a lot of value towards those customers that maybe outsource their IT and aren't big enough to do all of that themselves.
We're talking with Angela Hanicaw with Peak 10 here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Tell us a little bit about the history of Peak 10. How long has the company been around? And as far as the clients that you serve, is there maybe one industry that you serve a little bit more than other? Or where did most of your clients come from? What sector of the of business?
Okay. Well, for starters, about Peak 10, we started in the early 2000s. Our first data center was in Jacksonville, Florida. We are today in 10 markets. Our headquarters are in Charlotte, North Carolina, although we like to think that Atlanta is the most important market in our fleet. But we're in 10 markets, primarily up and down the southeast area. We go as far west as Cincinnati. We go as far north as Richmond, Virginia. So we have grown progressively. We came to Atlanta in 2007 with those data centers. We had one data center in Norcross at the time. We've expanded to two data centers in Norcross. We actually have an expansion on our second data center in Norcross. And just 2 weeks ago, we announced our third data center, which will actually be down the road in Alpharetta off of Windward Parkway. And we bought we'll have over a 10-acre campus in Alpharetta and build future data centers on that campus, if you will.
Angela, when a company comes to you, where do they start with you? What are you trying to find out? And what do they know and what don't they know about how you can help them?
Well, we always try to find out what their business drivers are, because we're there to really support our customers' initiatives. We're a services company at our core. So for us, what we always try to find out is what are their needs, primarily from a technology standpoint. I think the question was asked earlier, is there a specific vertical that you can help more than others? And I'd really say no. In our arena, we run the gamut. We've just signed two large food services companies that we're very proud to have. Yesterday spent the day with one of our customers that started out as small and have become quite large in the medical analytics field. And you can imagine that's bandwidth hogs in our world. We have retail businesses, we have tech businesses, we have healthcare businesses, so we run the gamut. And really for us, it is all about what are you trying to do from a technology standpoint? What customer issues are you trying to solve? How do we make you more successful, either in growing your business or offloading some kind of cost associated with your business? And we understand that better by speaking to our customers about what those drivers are.
Angela, you serve as the general manager and vice president of the Atlanta market for Peak 10. Talk about what your responsibilities are here in the Atlanta area.
Wow. So it's something different any given day. The great thing about Peak 10 is while our headquarters aren't here, we really run a very entrepreneurial sort of company. So here in Atlanta, whatever happens in Atlanta at the end of the day falls on my desk. It's my responsibility, and I have accountability and ownership for it. So it's a good thing and a bad thing. But we here really have the ability to do what's needed from a customer standpoint. So I have responsibility for driving new business development in our area. I have responsibility for the engineers that we service, operations activities. So while we have the benefits of having central resources that we can always go to from a Peak 10 perspective, and most of them are located in Florida, we also have folks right here on the ground where we can really provide that very high-touch, localized services that our customers really come to us for.
So, Angela, in the history of technology, it's amazing how far we've come. Just in 5-10 years, I was reminded of Jim Gaffigan, who joked that you just had a computer tower. We just keep our pictures in our computer towers, and we just get a new one when we need to. Oh, that's our trip from last year. Let's buy another computer. So the last big move has been to the cloud, has been to co-location, like you said. How much more room is there to grow in this type of data storage? And is there even talk of what might be next, what the next gen of data storage is?
Wow. I mean, there are all sorts of iterations, and where we started from cloud computing is dramatically more robust today than what it was several years ago. So there's lots of headroom, lots of room for growth. Great companies from a technology space really investing heavily in this area. Our data centers utilize a UCS platform for the cloud, which incorporates great companies such as Cisco, EMC, VMware. They're working every day on trying to deal with particularly the storage explosion, which has really come, and you alluded to that as well, as you have medical companies that need more and more medical records to meet things like HIPAA requirements and whatnot. As we now have people streaming video and all sorts of live video, these are all hogs in terms of storage requirements and needs. So really what people are working on now, I think, is just having to deal with the dramatic increases in both compute needs as well as overall storage needs, and how to do that as quickly and as reliably as possible.
Thankfully, Mike, I hear Angela saying that we have some room to grow, but also it's not done by magic. So just
no.
The amazing thing is, and I want to ask you about your career before you came to Peak 10, because obviously for all of us growing up, we didn't as kids say, I want to be in the IT. It did not exist. Cloud technology, none of this existed. How did you end up with your role today?
Wow, great question. So I am an economics and communications major, my first job was at Procter & Gamble, great company, but not in the IT space. And I went to AT&T after that, spent many, many years at AT&T, and that evolved into Lucent. Lucent was the spinoff for AT&T. So that took me into the technology area, and I was fortunate to be part of a leadership development program at AT&T and Lucent, and they basically filtered me into a lot of different areas at both high-tech companies. So I got my feet wet in a bunch of different areas around product management, sales, some operations, et cetera. And that was a great proving ground to eventually be here as a general manager where you have responsibility for all of it. My most recent role was at a company by the name of CommScope, fantastic company, also based out of North Carolina. And I headed up sales, North American sales for CommScope. So that was a great company. I enjoyed it, but I certainly got tired of Hartsfield Airport, along with every other airport that I was in every other day. So this is fantastic to really be part of the local community and have sort of that broader knowledge in, as we've all talked about, a market which is so critical to customers these days and a big growing area.
We're talking with Angela Hanniclaw with Peak 10. She's the VP and GM of the Atlanta market here. And, you mentioned how Charlotte is the home for Peak 10. But to me, and you kind of alluded to it, Atlanta really should be the hub
right,
because of the data technology here and so forth. And I would think Atlanta is a great place for your industry.
Fantastic place for our industry and what we all do here. Big technology hub headed up by great organizations such as TAG, the Technology Association of Georgia. We have the Atlanta Technology Village that's a wonderful area for startups, many of them that incubated out of the Georgia Tech arena. Our expansion will be in the city of Alpharetta, who's really branding themselves, if you will, as a technology hub for the Southeast. Lots of great growing companies there. So this is a wonderful area for technology. You look at everything happening in the mobility space. You have huge entities such as AT&T Mobility based here. AirWatch, fantastic growth company in that space. So I agree with you. This is definitely the place to be from a technology standpoint. And we remind our friends from Charlotte about that regularly.
You mentioned the growth, Angela, by the way, and congratulations, by the way, not only here in Gwinnett, but the new campus that you're committed to in Alpharetta as well. As you grow the business, how are you finding new business? How do you find these other industries? How do you find these other companies that you serve?
Well, I tell you what, we've been fortunate in that we have a wonderful customer base, and I mentioned earlier that we do well in terms of customer experience scores. So many of our customers really are referrals and recommendations from existing customers, which is great, and the best form of affirmation for what we do for ourselves. We also have a very large partner network here in town. We deal with a lot of the big technology VARs in play here in town. I mentioned a couple of the large vendors that we use for the UCS network, and their partners of ours too. We have a fantastic sales force here in town, many that have been with us from the minute that we came to Atlanta in 2007. So actually we have lots of great opportunities in front of us. We feel very fortunate, and that really is primarily driven by our wonderful customer base.
Angela, you said your background was in communications. I'm going to let you teach and counsel a little bit. If I'm a small business owner in Gwinnett County and I'm kind of going, all right, technology is something I have not been able to wrap my arms around. What should I look for to start? Who are the people I should be? Should I start with IT and then kind of branch out from there? And what are the questions I need to be asking as I'm looking for the best colo or offsite provider? And, you know, where should I start? And you can pick the industry you want to pick, or just kind of speak generally.
Yeah, it's a great question, and we have folks coming in all the time that really haven't ferreted out what are their real IT plans, if you will. And I think it starts with, what are you trying to accomplish from a business standpoint? So, for instance, if you're a healthcare provider, let's say, one of the first things you need to be a little bit worried about is HIPAA. And there are a lot of compliance issues. So you want to go to somebody and say that, hey, I have storage needs and I have compliance issues around HIPAA. How can you help me in that area? I personally think a place like Peak 10 that deals with infrastructure, which is a basic layer of technology, is a really good place to start, because there are a lot of things people may need from that higher tier application set. But we have many partners where if you get your infrastructure in play, you know how you're going to store anything that may need to be stored, you know how you're going to work your compute functions, then you can talk more about applications, you can speak more about what speeds you may need, etc. So we have many people coming to us early on and saying, hey, I got a server, it's in my closet. I don't want to have it in my closet anymore. Do you have some place, you have a cabinet I might be able to come to and sort of deal with you guys on a monthly basis? It's a good starting point.
In many ways, you guys are kind of the foundation of the technology, which is very boring.
Perfect.
Very mundane.
Yes.
And people always want to talk about the sizzle,
yeah,
and the flash and my cool streaming video.
Exactly.
And you guys are like, hang on, wait a minute. We got to make sure this house doesn't crumble.
You're exactly right. So one of the guys in the building says, yeah, we are the masters of the mundane. And I don't like to... I don't like to repeat that, especially on a radio show, because I feel very boring. But at the end of the day, you need that infrastructure or that piece of your business to be reliable. You need it to be in play.
Well, and the people who are the masters of the mundane are not trying to sell you everything. They're just trying to make sure it stands up. Then you can start adding the other pieces. So,
right. And that's why needing to know what problems you're trying to solve in your business, what are your business drivers, become critical for us, because we have to make sure that piece is ready for any application that you may have, for any amount of storage that you may need, et cetera. So it is very, very critical, but exactly to your point, it's not the, you know, sexiest,
yeah,
stuff
it's not
around.
Sexy, but necessary.
Necessary. Very critical.
Angela, great stuff. I feel like we could talk forever about Peak 10. I mean, I feel like this is just the tip of the iceberg, or in this case, the peak of the iceberg, but
I love it.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
See. I come up with the marketing ideas too.
You can send us both our sales contracts later.
It's a deal.
Him or me, one or the other. Great stuff. Congratulations again. Thank you so much for joining us. The door is always welcome, open for you to come back anytime. Keep up the great work there at Peak 10, and thanks for joining us this morning on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Thank you all. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for having me and allowing me to talk about Peak 10.
For those that are listening, I should not forget, how can they find out more information about your company? Where can they get some contact information, all that good stuff?
Oh, great. Yeah. So you can visit us on the web. We are www.peak, P-E-A-K, the number 10.com. And you can find us through the Atlanta market, and would love to speak to anyone that has some infrastructure needs. Thank you again.
All right, Angela Hanniclaw with Peak 10 here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Our next guest joining us this morning on the show from the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency, it's Angel Nowlin. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Tell us all about the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. What are the products and the services that you offer?
Well, to shorten it and make it kind of simple, basically the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency, we specialize in business insurance, asset protection, and wealth management. What that is in English, we will cover everything from your kid's big wheel in your front yard to a 19,000 square foot shopping center.
And kind of like Angela was talking about her company, it's not sexy, it's not exciting, but it's necessary. Everybody has to talk to someone like you.
Insurance is very sexy and exciting. Depends on who you're talking to, I guess.
Well said. I stand corrected. And Angel Nowlin apparently is that person.
That's right.
Absolutely.
So this is something that companies, whether it be individuals or businesses, I know you work with a lot of businesses as well, they need to have a conversation with you. Have that conversation, where does that conversation begin? How do they even know what they need?
Well, that's a great question. Part of the problem is most people assume insurance is cookie cutter, that it's one size fits all, and it absolutely is not. Absolutely is not. And at the Nowlin Group, what we focus on is customizing packages per business, per individual, per family, because everyone's needs are not the same. So the number one thing I ask people to do in the beginning is make a list of everything you would want to protect.
So you can customize packages for group based on, I guess, what, number of employees, the amount of coverage?
Number of employees, amount of coverage, risk, exposure. I mean, you know, an attorney in an office building that needs liability insurance on his office space needs a different kind of policy than a manufacturing company would need. So you want to customize it per person, per risk, per exposure.
Do you work with some of the big companies out there, the Nationwides and so forth? Are you what they call, I guess, a captive agent, or do you work with all the insurance agencies to try to find the best rates?
I work with Nationwide mainly, but I do broker through other companies because, again, we try to customize every package to fit that client specifically. And everybody won't necessarily need everything from one particular client.
Angel, you talk about customization. Question I would want to ask is, as you've worked with business owners especially, is there a couple of areas where you're finding a lot of deficiency, a couple of areas where you're finding over and over and over again, and granted what they need is customizable, but what they're lacking you're kind of finding a lot, whether it's liability insurance, whether it's workers' comp or whatever. As you work with business owners, what are the areas that if I'm a business owner listening, you can say, hey, make sure you check this because I'm finding a lot of business owners are not prepared in this particular area with their risk management?
One of the biggest areas I have found, honestly, there's probably deficiencies everywhere because people don't sit down and have a real conversation. Most people shop insurance based on premium and payments and not protection. Everyone wants a cheap price till something happens.
They want maximum payout.
Right, yeah. They want $1 million for their 1992 Honda Civic that they're not going to get because they can't afford to replace it. So with that being said, basically what I have found the biggest deficiency is business owners don't think about income loss. If something happens to you and your business generates, let's say, $100,000 a year, you're paying yourself, just to make the numbers easy, and you have a $500,000 policy. Well, that sounds like plenty, but that's only 5 years. That's not really that much. And if your kids are kind of young, or if you love your wife enough to want to leave her $500,000, or your husband, you want to know that protection is much broader than just 5 years. So that's usually the biggest deficiency. They don't have the proper life coverage, nor do they have the proper self-employment coverage to cover them in case they're not working or in case something happens to them and they can't get up and go to the office every day. Because most business owners have mostly created themselves a job. And I'm no different. And we don't really realize what it will be if you're not there every day or if something happens. And that's usually the biggest gap I've seen.
We're talking with Angel Nallen. She's with the Nallen Group Insurance Agency here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Angel, I'm going to let you in on a secret.
Uh-oh.
You're not the only insurance agent out there. There's a few others out. Not a whole lot, but there's a couple other companies
out there. That we have discovered.
Yeah, we think there might be two others. We're not really sure, but we're checking on that. What makes you different from the competition? What separates you from the others?
I think the number one thing that separates me is, as the principal agent, I have experienced everything you've experienced or will experience. I've experienced a car accident where I got hit. I've experienced a car accident where someone else was driving my car and they had an accident. It was their fault. I've experienced a death. I've experienced a house fire, a break-in. There's pretty much nothing insurance-wise that I haven't experienced. So I'm probably one of the few principal agents that can say, I know how it feels.
So you're not getting just the insurance company, but you're getting an agent or a person like yourself. So tell us about Angel Nallen, and tell us about your background, how long you've been in the industry.
I've been in the insurance industry for about 10 years now. I had a different company for about 9.5. I recently decided to start with the Nationwide agency. And my goal, if I'm being fair, you know, people say, well, I started in insurance because I wanted to help people. That's not completely true. the reason I decided to open up an insurance company is my dad died in 2004 in a car wreck. It was the first time I ever lost someone suddenly that I cared for. And if I'm being honest, I think the life insurance he left me was the only time he ever said, I love you. So it made a difference. And I want other people to feel that difference. If they can give that difference to somebody, they should.
I know people that are similar circumstances with their companies. It's not just a job or wanting to help others, but more of a, it sounds like a mission because of something that you went through. Don't want to see others go through that as well.
Absolutely. I think when something happens, and Lord knows something's going to happen to all of us, you should leave the people you love more than just grief because they're going to have that no matter what. A little money doesn't hurt.
Here's the thing I already like about Angel. She's not your mom or your dad's insurance, you know, insurance agent. I mean, actually an insurance person with a personality.
Who knew?
Well, and
I know.
Not only with a personality.
The things we find out on the show.
Well, she nailed it when she talked about experience. And not just experience in the industry, because you hear a lot of that, too.
Right, no.
But experience of what you've experienced in life and how you can empathize, not just sympathize, with your clients. I want to go back to something you said a few minutes ago, Angel. You talked about taking time to sit down and talk. And you kind of said, everybody shops on premium, so give us 15 minutes, and, you know, to quote another company that won't be named. Getting people to sit down. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? And what would you counsel people to do? How often should they sit down? What questions should they be asking their insurance agent if it's not you? And why isn't it you? But go ahead.
Exactly.
And, you know, so
it will be when this
absolutely
is over.
Are you trying to get a marketing job with Angel now?
Absolutely.
I'm
trying to get as many leads as I can. It's all about lead generation, Mike.
Absolutely. Basically, one thing, you should at least meet with your agent once a year, ideally face-to-face or at least over the phone. The first thing you should do is make a list of the things that are important to you. I don't care if it's your CD collection. You know, I had that happen to me. Someone broke in my car and stole 300 CDs. They weren't covered under my home policy. They only cover a maximum amount if you don't add them.
Interesting.
So that's the biggest thing. I would do that probably once a year. So the biggest questions they should ask to themselves before they talk to their agent is, what do I want covered and what is the most important thing to me? Are the most important people to me? That's the thing they should ask.
And that's the biggest thing, too, to find out if they have the proper coverage is to be able to talk to you.
Absolutely.
Well, and I was going to say, Mike, you asked how she would separate herself already, and she's done it in this interview, and I'm sure you do it every time you sit down with your clients, but that's a question people aren't hearing from their agents.
No.
So,
how much coverage you want?
Right.
How much you want to pay? It's like buying a car.
Right.
You know?
How much can you afford to pay?
How much can you afford to pay? And the big question needs to be, how much can you afford to lose if you can't afford to replace it?
And you also nailed the other big question to ask them, you tell me what's important. Tell me what's important to you, because what's important to me is going to be different than another client.
Absolutely.
And you want to make sure and protect what's important.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that 15-minute quote, they're not going to know about your CD collection that you treasure, that you've put together for years and years and years, that you can't just replace that.
No, you can't. Absolutely. I'm still trying to replace it.
I hear you. As far as myths in the insurance industry, there's a lot of them out there. Talk about some of the myths out there, and what's the reality?
The biggest myths are payments. I think that people think insurance is expensive. Insurance is not expensive. Until something happens, it's not expensive. It's only expensive as long as nothing happens. Give you an example. Let's say you have a $180,000 house. Your premium is $1,200 a year. You're like, this is crazy. That's $1,200 a year. It used to be $600. There's been all these storms. Well, you multiply that times 5 years. Now we're talking $6,000-$7,000. You have a storm comes through Atlanta, because you know they never come through Atlanta. Knocks your house down. That $7,000 is going to rebuild that $180,000 house. It's going to pay for you to live somewhere else. It's going to cover all your belongings, another $100,000+. And all you paid was $7,000. You cannot get that kind of return buying lottery tickets. There is no other way you're going to get that kind of return based on that level of investment. And people should look at it as an investment. In case something happens, this is how much coverage I'm getting for what I'm paying.
Mike, unsolicited testimonial here. She just nailed something that, again, I will say she's separating herself. I deal with financials all day long. I do financial advising. But what she is saying is something I've used when I talk to people about their insurance. I don't necessarily focus on that. I focus more on the investments. But to look at their insurance as an investment. Most insurance people don't talk like that. And so the return on investment is, if you're only paying a small amount every year, to have that when you absolutely need it. Because one of the things, you kind of said this off the air, but it's not a question of if something's going to happen.
Oh, it's when.
It's a question of when and what, right?
The best thing people say to me when I talk to them about life insurance, well, if I die, you must have a secret, because we are all going to go, whether we go kicking or screaming or quietly in our sleep. And if you don't think about what happens, most people don't even think about getting life insurance till they get sick. Now it's really going to be expensive. Or it's too late, or something happens, and now they want to run out and get, you know, at 63 years old with diabetes and low high blood pressure, I want $500,000 coverage. And I smoke a little bit. Yeah, it's going to be kind of expensive. And they think, oh, it's supposed to be $50 a month. Well, you know, everything is based on mortality rate in life insurance. And that's what they base those premiums on, is your mortality. How long you may live based on your lifestyle and what you do.
Have you gone up against some clients or potential customers that just don't even want to talk about that and just like trying to ignore it completely?
90% of the people don't want to talk about it.
And insurance is talking about things that nobody wants to talk about, bad
Absolutely.
Things happening.
Exactly, because bad things, unfortunately, are going to happen. And no one wants to prepare for the bad things, but we spend so much time and energy and money accumulating stuff, because it's the stuff that's important. Not necessarily the people, but it's the stuff. And then when something happens to that stuff, we're brokenhearted. I mean, you know, my CD collection, I still have the cases that I've been collecting for 20 years, because some of those CDs I can't replace. People don't understand, in your car, your personal property is not covered by your car insurance.
When did this happen with your CDs? Because you're still not over it.
I'm not over it. Yeah. It was 2005.
Angel, we have a surprise guest. Our third guest is a counselor. He's
right. I thought it was going to be the guy with my CDs. I'm still looking for.
Angel, let it go. Let it go.
But you never know what's not covered till something happens. And then you think, oh, wait, well, the insurance is going to cover. And then they tell you, this is all the stuff we're not going to cover. Well, then you get a $10 check and you're upset.
And I think also another thing I'm hearing you say, so you talk about being customizable to your clients, but also – you have to have the courage as the agent to say, let's talk about stuff you don't want to talk about. Let's
Absolutely.
Talk about what's going to happen. Let's get a plan together.
Right.
So that when and you nailed it when you talked about your own experience with your father. It is a way to, whether it's death or whether it's being able to replace if something bad happens, hey, here's an opportunity to say, I love you. Here's an opportunity to say, I care about you. I mean, all those different kinds of things. So let me ask this. Is there a similar starting point? Let's go back to business owners. Is there a similar starting point that you have with each of those business owners? Is it a conversation? Is it a series of questions? Or is it more just I've got a couple things I start with, and then we just see where it goes. Where do you start?
I usually start with having them list their assets. Okay. And those assets could be equipment, assets are also employees. Assets is everything. It's not necessarily just your computer and your desk. Assets outside of their business, the assets outside their business that make their business run and vice versa. So when we start there, it's easier to expand to the other things that they have not thought about.
Well, we started the interview by saying, you know, insurance could be a little mundane and so forth. And Angel piped in right away. Absolutely not. And she proved it. You've convinced me. Very interesting stuff. Thank you so much for your time. For those business owners or individuals that want to find out more about the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency, where can they go to get more information and reach out to you?
They should Google the best insurance agent ever. No. They can reach me at 404-697.
You make insurance fun. I mean, gosh.
You know what? I am going to Google the best insurance agent ever and see what comes up.
It's going to be my picture.
It better be. Now you've got a...
You look a fun insurance agent in the dictionary, and you see Angel's picture.
And you'll need a lot of cloud computer storage for all the people searching it and all the videos about how great you are.
You're right. She protects those intangibles. I protect the tangibles.
Now, we interrupted her giving her information. So let's start over. Everybody pause.
Oh, everybody's holding their breath. They can't wait for this number.
Get your pen out, right? All right, go ahead.
It's 404-697-6642. That is my direct line.
And you have a website?
I do have a website. If you go to Nationwide Insurance Agency, you can put in Angel Nowlin, or just Google Nationwide Angel Nowlin, or just Google Angel Nowlin, the best insurance agent ever.
And what about your email?
My email is Angel, A-N-G-E-L. A lot of people think it's L-E, but that's Angle.
That's Angle.
I know. Yeah. It's very ironic. It's Angel at Nowlin, N-O-W-L-I-N, agency, like an insurance agency, .com.
The greatest insurance agent in the world.
The greatest insurance agent
I'm learning.
Sitting next to the greatest IT company in the world.
Ever.
And a show co-hosted by the greatest financial planner in the world, Stephen Julian.
And on the greatest radio show with the greatest host.
The love in this room. So if we were to Google the greatest financial planner in the world, does Stephen Julian come up?
One day. Actually, that's a compliance issue. Going back to Angela talking
back
about
to
compliance.
Room.
Yeah. Just a couple of things you can't say.
All right.
Unless you're Martha Stewart.
Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group Insurance Agency. Angel, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
And obviously a big thank you as well to Angela Hanaclaw with Peak 10. Thank you, Angela, for your time as well.
Thank you so much.
It's been a fun show. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. For Stephen Julian.
Mike, we learned today that there's nothing wrong with the mundane. It's important. But I am thankful there's nothing mundane about your show.
Absolutely. You're the best co-host ever.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.